Her, the podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind, her body, her life. It's all about her.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and welcome to episode 238 of Her, the podcast, where you'll hear the naked truth about her mind, her body, her life, and honestly, another chapter in her life with the virus, the COVID-19 virus. And in this case, it's all about working from home in the era of COVID. You know, we have a really rich and amazing show coming up to help you through this time. And just know that this episode is made possible by our wonderful friends at Smarty Pants Women's Vitamins, the delicious once-a-day gummies that contain all of the essential vitamins, minerals, and omega oils customized just for women. To learn more, hop on over to SmartyPantsVitamins.com and please remember to take your vitamins during this very challenging time with the COVID-19. And here's your first reminder to click on iTunes after this episode to rate and review the show, because we're looking forward to your feedback. We're trying to help you navigate these very, very challenging times. All right, it's time for her. Well, our normal life, not just in the United States, but all over the world, has now changed. And it's changed in a way that none of us could even have possibly imagined. So one of the first changes has taken place because of the emergence of this virus that we now call COVID-19, is that so many of us are now working from home. Even as I do this podcast, our producers or all of our technical staff are all working from their own individual studios. So we had to navigate, and the only way to survive is to adapt and adjust, and surely we did, because otherwise there'd be no podcast. So here we are working from home, and you know, one of the most important things to do when you work from home, quite frankly, is to be able to set up a very similar, one would hope that you had a healthy, ergonomically correct situation in your office, wherever you were working, but you got to duplicate that now at home, because interestingly, strange things go on. One of the first things, and this is a nuance, keep this in mind, is really rotten posture. You know, I mean, you can't just sit on a soft couch all day and, you know, slouching and crouching over and think that that's going to be good for you in terms of just productivity or anything else. It's also unhealthy for you. And in the time of COVID, which is a respiratory virus, you know, this is not good for you at all. So we're going to go to our go-to expert on all things posture, and that is Andrew Vetter. Now, Andrew has a master's degree in exercise physiology, and he is also overseeing studies that are taking place looking at posture, upright posture, and its effects on overall health. And this is something so many people don't even think about. Now you're working at home, and now it's right there. Andrew, welcome to the Her Podcast.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Listen, I bet you never, ever in your wildest dreams thought that you'd be talking about correct posture and upright posture in the time of this global pandemic of the COVID, did you?
No, and I think that most people would not have expected anything like this to happen in their lifetime. This is something that, you know, we've learned about in history, you know, plagues that happened hundreds and hundreds of years ago. I don't think anybody had really thought that, you know, they would experience something like that in today's society, you know, with modern medicine. it's very unique.
Well, speaking
time.
Of modern medicine, you know, you're an expert on posture. I happen to have seen what you look like, and I think that 14 years in the Marines, if I remember correctly, left you with literally one of the best results on the planet, which is a phenomenal posture. And so no wonder you can speak to it so well. But, you know, when you and I have talked about posture, we know that it affects your health in a variety of ways. I mean, you get headaches, back, neck, hip, knee, and even foot pain if you have rotten posture, shoulder pain, and impingement, jaw pain, fatigue. But, whoa, breathing problems. You know, now I'm thinking COVID goes right to your lungs when it becomes more severe. Tell us about the breathing situation with posture.
Great. So when we have a normal upright posture, you know, everything is aligned and our body, you know, especially our rib cage and our torso, there is enough space for our lungs to fully inflate when we inhale. When we have rotten posture and we start to bend over and hunch over, we're actually compressing our rib cage, and that puts tremendous strain on our diaphragm, and we cannot take a full breath. Now, add that on to what's happening right now with COVID-19, and we are seeing all these respiratory problems and decreased lung function because of this. You know, if you have rotten posture added on top of that, you are really, really going to have a really tough time breathing.
All right. Now, I hear you loud and clear. And I actually looked this up. And sure to form, we usually have a nice lung volume of about 800 milliliters of lung space in there. But when you crouch and slouch around, you can have that. That's decreased by half. And you don't get a chance to be able to get that full breath in. So, you know, even if you have a mild to moderate case of the COVID, you're going to need every single ounce of oxygen you can get, because the virus actually attacks the lung tissue, making your accessibility to oxygen so much less. So what you just said is that every time you sit upright, well, you know, this really helps us in a big way. And that's really huge. So, all right, what's the natural thing for people to do? Where do they like to go, you know, when they finally come home and now they're going to do a home office thing when they haven't done that? Well, take us through why they should not be sitting in the two places you immediately think about, the bed and the couch. What happens there?
Okay, so, you know, when we sit in, well, first off, the bed is meant for lying down. That's not even made for sitting. So when we sit in our bed, you know, our legs are fully extended in front of us and, you know, we're bent in an L position, but, you know, we really don't have a whole lot of back support because you're probably propping up those, you know, nice and fluffy pillows behind you, but that's really not providing enough support for your back. And so you're going to notice that your shoulders and your upper back are going to be slouching over, even if, you know, you're leaning against something. The same thing with a couch. Couches are made for comfort. They're not made to be ergonomically correct. So, you know, lots of these couches have a very wide seating portion. So, you know, it's really difficult to scoot back and get, you know, your back against the end of or the back of the couch. So what we do is we kind of slide forward, and when we slide forward, we're still in a bent over position, even though it may not feel like it, you know. So there isn't enough support that we have in a couch or in a bed to really give us proper posture. And then if you're stuck in these positions for, you know, 8 hours a day doing your work, you know, what are you doing after that? You're probably still sitting on the couch and then just watching TV. So you're actually spending so many hours in this compromised position, and it's really going to take a toll on your health.
Absolutely. No question. All right. So for all you little bed and couch dwellers, not a great idea. All right. Now, you discover that the couch and the bed are not a great idea. So now you grab a chair that's going to work. Let's just say it's even an ergonomically appropriate chair. You quickly ran out there and grabbed one, and now you got it. Or maybe you were lucky enough to already have it. All right. How long does it take if I walk up to someone sitting in that ergonomically correct chair? If I walk up to him and say, okay, I want you to sit up straight. How long does it take before that posture, which now you're straight, is no longer straight?
Well, I would say that most people would probably guess, oh, about 5 minutes. It'll take 5 minutes for my posture to, you know, go back to, you know, being very poor. But actually what we've seen is that it takes as little as 30 seconds. 30 seconds after you're reminded to sit up straight, you're going right back to that rotten posture.
Did everyone hear that out there in the Herb podcast land? 30 seconds is all it takes for you to revert right back to your slouch. I mean, that's not like the world's greatest. And so what can you do? Right now, you're doing some studies. You're overseeing some studies, from what I gather, on new technology that actually helps you remain more upright and actually teaches your muscles, your posture muscles, to engage, and then teaches your mind to stay more mindful. It sounds like it's too good to be true. Tell me about this new technology.
Right. So according to the ACSM, this year, 2020,
ACSM, the American College of Sports Medicine, just so you all know out there. So this is the premier body in the world. It's global. It's in 90 countries that lays down all the national guidelines and also talks about global trends. So now, what were you saying about the global trends?
The number one trend for this year is wearable technology. And that's exactly what we have with this posture training device. It's actually a piece of wearable technology, very small device. You stick it right between your shoulder blades. And what it actually does, it has a sensor in it, and it can sense when you start to slouch. And it'll give you a vibration reminder, which is actually biofeedback. And that biofeedback lets you know that you are slouching and to sit or stand upright.
Wow. All right. So what does this thing look like? I mean, you said it's a wearable. Does it come with an app? I mean, you know, how do you work this thing?
Okay. So the device itself is very small. It's about, I'd say, 1 inch by 2 inches. Very thin. When you wear it, you actually cannot see it underneath your clothing. There's two ways that you can actually wear it. They have silicone adhesive strips to where you can just apply it to your skin directly, or there is a necklace where it has a tab that you insert into the charging port of this device, and you can just wear it around your neck. And make sure that it's hanging in between your shoulder blades. And it also comes with an app that you download onto your smartphone or onto your iPad or whatever you have. And it has an avatar that will mimic your movement. So if you start to slouch, that avatar in the middle of the screen will slouch in real time with you. And you can actually see that you're slouching, and you can feel that vibration, and that's your cue to sit up.
So basically what you're telling me is that there's this little small, you know, white like rectangle or something, and you just basically put it between your shoulder blades. So you just reach back there and do that. And then it is hooked up with an app, and you actually look at the face of your phone, and you can see an avatar that mimics your actual posture. And you put in some baseline biometrics, like, you know, what's your age and your gender and all of that. And then you establish a baseline posture that's all yours. It's unique to you because everyone's different. And then the avatar then will follow you. And then this will, if you're in the training mode, will give you a little sensor, almost like a little, how shall I say, kind of like a... you can feel a soft vibration, which reminds you that, whoops, you went into slouch mode, and then you correct yourself, and you train, and then, all right, so explain the training and tracking. What's the difference there?
So this device has two different modes, training and tracking. In tracking mode, the device does just that. It tracks your posture. It will, when you wear it, you kind of don't even know that it's there, and it's just doing its thing in the background. And when you go about your day, you know, this, let me say this, that this device should be worn during prolonged periods of sitting, standing, or walking. This is not to be worn when you're working out or when you're lying down in bed or any other time where you might be bending over a lot and being in a compromised posture position, because, you know, then this thing will be going off all the time. So, I mean, when we really need to focus on our posture is during those prolonged periods of sitting, standing, and walking. So in tracking mode, you're just sitting there at your desk and you're wearing it and it's tracking your posture. And you can open up it within the app. It has a stats page where you can actually see your statistics of when exactly you were slouching and when exactly you were upright. Now, in training mode, when you slouch, the device will actually vibrate. And that's that biofeedback. That vibration is your notification to sit upright. And so that's what's training you here. And when you sit up straight with good posture, you're training those postural muscles. But what's also happening at the same time, that biofeedback, when you slouch and you get that notification, that slight vibration, that's actually training your mind. That's giving you awareness of your posture and when it starts to turn into bad posture. And that reinforces you, that reinforces that mindfulness and makes you become much more aware of your posture throughout the day. So eventually, as you progress through the training program, you become more and more aware of your posture on your own. So where when you're not actually wearing the device, if you start to slouch over, you actually might feel that phantom vibration, even though you're not wearing the device. And that's what it's doing. It's building that mindfulness, and you become aware of your posture, and you're able to correct it on your own.
Fantastic. And this is amazing because, you know, what you could actually do is use this technology while you're home. Unfortunately, so many of us are, you know, in some state of kind of a lockdown here, and, you know, take advantage of this opportunity to improve that lung volume, because, you know, something, you need to have it. You don't know what's going to happen. According to so many of the estimates out there, the majority of us are going to be exposed and potentially get some level of this COVID-19, and you want to be able to have an upright type of posture to be able to get that full lung volume. And so the name of the apparatus is?
This is called the Upright Go, and it's actually on its second iteration of the device, the second generation. It's the Upright Go 2, and it can be found at Best Buy. It can be found in the Apple Store. It can be found on their own website at uprightpose.com. So, I mean, it can
be
found
all over
the
place. Are they on Amazon? Because I know Amazon's still delivering.
Yes, it is found on Amazon. It can be found on Best Buy. You can deliver it, or you can get it delivered from Best Buy. So it's available.
Well, that's good, you know, because what's, you know, I know myself that, you know, I would like to try to keep as healthy as possible during this time, so that even if we get some level of the virus and we're able to do well with it, it's the healthier people with that big lung volume and people who are more fit who are actually doing much better with all of this. And so this is another way of being able to do that. So you're home, you're stuck home, you were sent home by your companies, and you're now working from home. This is no excuse not to still remember this one piece of your self-care, which is appropriate posture. And Andrew has now enlightened us that there is a technology out there that we've never had before that can help us, called the Upright Go. And it's a device, a little posture sensor device working off the science of biofeedback. And so it's working with your mind and your body. So you engage your posture muscles, you train them and tone them to be able to help you support that upright posture. At the same time, your mind begins to enhance a sense of mindfulness about staying more upright, so you can get that nice deep breath in there, which of course is going to help you with your brain function anyway. You can't function optimally if your gray matter isn't getting nice and oxygenated. So there you have it. That's extremely important. And at the same time, you know something? Folks, while you're also sitting there at home, working away and trying to catch up with everything, please don't sit there forever. Andrew mentioned prolonged sitting, right? Well, how about getting up? And I have a rule about roughly every 30 minutes, you know, if you have to put a timer on or whatever, stand up, move around. Maybe it's time for a mini walk. Schedule walks, nice, good ones out there. Because, you know, the one thing you can do is get out and walk, assuming you're not under quarantine, and you know, go find a park somewhere where there's plenty of that, you know, social distancing going on. And please stay physically active, because it's so terribly important to your own health and well-being. And, you know, really staying active, standing up as much as you can. If you're on a conference call, stand up and do that. And by the way, didn't you say that while the device is great, Andrew, for sitting, but also standing and walking, right?
Absolutely. And you know, I'm glad that you mentioned standing up frequently, because that's exactly what we need to be doing is, you know, get out of that compromised position that you're sitting in for hours, whether it be every half hour, 45 minutes, whenever you can, get up, stand up. But like we said, when you're in that hunched over position and your lung function isn't that great, you're not getting a lot of oxygen to your brain. You know, we've seen this many times with people. How often do we see it where somebody stands up real quick and then all of a sudden they get dizzy? They're lightheaded, because they're not having a lot of oxygen to their brain. That's going to make people prone to falling. And
right,
we already see this with you know, and the older adults, you know, when they're in a hunched over position, they're more prone to falling to begin with. So, you know, having proper posture, you know, yeah, we're going to breathe better, but, you know, preventing falls, that's a huge thing as well.
Well, you know, now that I think about it, you brought up, you know, now that you brought this up, it sounds to me, now I happen to know as a physician, that falling, especially after the age of 60, 65, contributes to significant mortality and morbidity, meaning that you will die from a fall. Now, that can happen in multiple different ways. Number one, if you're all by yourself, hello, quarantine, and, you know, we're stuck at home and all the rest of it, and we may not have anybody with us at that moment. If you fall, you're on your own. And that means that if nobody finds you, or you may end up in a hospital because you've broken X number of bones or whatever, and then you pick up a secondary infection, and it's just a mess. You don't need that. What you need to do is just something as simple as trying to maintain that upright posture so that it engages your core muscles and keeps you strong, so you're less likely to fall down in the first place, which is, you know, what we're trying to avoid here. So engaging those muscles can literally be life-saving. And people don't think about that. So in the era of the COVID-19, what we're looking at right now is, since we're stuck at home, for all intent and purposes, if you're working, watch that posture. Come on, keep that oxygen optimal in your body by having a full breath there. And if you're someone who is not working, maybe retired or whatever, and you're home, you know, remember, if you have that upright posture, then you're going to be less likely to fall down and end up with all kinds of problems one way or the other. Now, Andrew, as a final thing, since you're an expert in exercise physiology, if someone just wanted to, let's just say they were using the Upright Go posture sensor device, and they were training and tracking with it, right? And now all of a sudden, you know, you find yourself either walking or standing, and maybe you just quickly sat down and you realize, uh-oh, you know, my posture is not the world's greatest. What are a couple of quick, real easy things someone could do with their body, their head, to be able to correct their posture and make it more upright?
I would say the number one thing that we see people doing all the time, especially when you're going out and you see people in public spaces, and as you walk by them, you notice that the vast majority of people are looking down at the ground. They're not looking ahead of them. And when you actually look down at the ground, your neck is being pushed out further. And for every inch that your neck gets extended past your shoulders, that's 10 pounds of pressure. And now the average person actually extends their neck about 6 inches past where it should be in proper alignment. And that's 60 pounds of pressure on the back of your neck. So if we can just have people looking straight ahead, look in front of you, that is going to alleviate a lot of that. Now, if we're sitting down for a prolonged period of time, you know, whether we're stuck on a plane or, you know, we're just at work and we have so much stuff to do that we really can't find the time to stand up and walk around, something simple that you can do just sitting there is, you know, just roll your neck out. We've done that in PE class, you know, roll your neck out, then start to roll your shoulders out. Just make nice big circles with your shoulders. What that's going to do, it's going to realign your spine. You are in that compromised position now, and now you're moving all around, and you're just trying to get things back into alignment. You know, we always say, stay active, physically active, and that's movement. And so these small movements that we can do when we're restricted when we're sitting down, any sort of small movement that we can do will help us get out of that misalignment and try to get us back into alignment.
Wow. You know, the more I hear about this, the more I realize that, you know, it's so interesting. People, you know, are already stressed out. Come on, the COVID-19 has forever changed our lives. There's just no question about it. No matter where you live on this globe, it has. We're already in a point of anxiety. We live with uncertainty and all the rest of it. Now you're working from home. You're basically pretty much confined to home. What you don't need is back pain, neck pain, the discomfort physically of doing all of this at home. So instead, why don't we minimize it and do something that was so interesting? It seems so simple. Just assume a better upright posture, and you'll be able to reduce and prevent so many problems, especially this COVID-19 infects you. You need to know that you have everything at your disposal in terms of your resources, oxygenation, etc., to be able to muster up an optimal immune function and system to be able to help yourself. And so something as simple as this, and gosh, you know, it's so nice to know that there's a technology to help you too. So once again, where can people learn more about the Upright Go?
They can go to their website, which is www.uprightpose.com.
All right. And then at the same time, where else can they potentially find this? Online.
Oh, they, as far as purchasing this device, they can find it on Amazon.com. They can find it at Best Buy. And it is also available through Apple.
Excellent. So you've got a lot of ways to be able to get it. You don't have to run out and physically grab it because, you know, we're so confined right now. And as well, we should be as we're trying to work our way through this. But, you know, something as simple as assuming the upright posture can really save your life. Who knew, right? Andrew, I can't thank you enough for being on the Her podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And everyone out there, please now take a minute to hit iTunes, rate and review the show. I'd really like to hear your questions and your concerns about what this is all about. Again, we're trying to come up with tips and tools and techniques to help us all navigate through this global COVID-19 crisis. Why do I care? Because I'm Dr. Pam Peake, host of the Her podcast. Follow me on Facebook at Dr. Pam Peake or Twitter at Pam Peake MD. And remember to catch every single episode of the Her podcast on iTunes or Radio MD. Thanks for listening today. Please stay safe and stay well.